News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 16 minutes past 8, a draft audit report into 561 hip surgeries on children over the last 4 years found almost 4 out of 5 of those surgeries at Capa Hospital and 60% at Temple Street did not meet the threshold for surgery. Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty raised this issue in the Dáil yesterday. He joined us now. Piers, just give us the background to the story.
Well, the background to the story is, as I understand it, a whistleblower came forward within the CHI network. They made a protected disclosure. There was then an audit required. An NHS consultant was appointed. I think there was difficulty for the first one that resigned. There was another one then appointed to carry out an audit of the three sites, basically Crumlin, Temple Street and Capa Hospital. They first came into the public domain last July, and while the audit, final audit report has not been released, a draft report has been released by the Ditch website, and in the last number of days, weeks, parents have started to get letters letting them know that an audit was carried out and that their children are now being recalled for what they're calling routine follow-up. But that is one of the conclusions of the report, that all of the 561 children in which this operation was carried out on them from 2021 to 2023 need to be recalled, and serious findings in the draft report.
Some of those parents have made contact with you.
Yeah, one parent who was in contact with one of her TDs on receipt of the letter just is asking the questions, telling us that they're seriously concerned. That she mentions that she's sick to her stomach in relation to the thought that her young four-year-old, this is a wee girl, born prematurely, had complications at birth, now really, really concerned that this child went through an operation that is quite serious, that may not have been warranted. And as you said there, 80% of the, or 79% of the operations in Capa didn't meet the threshold, neither did 60% in Temple Street. We have another parent who was told that both hips had to be operated on the child. Now, these are children between the age of 1 and 7. Yeah. They were very concerned. They contacted us and they said that they went for a second opinion privately. And the consultant told them that not only does she not need either hip operated on, she doesn't even have the condition. The accusation that came from one of the whistleblowers, there is also an accusation suggesting that this may be motivated by finance, because a lot of these are
I think we need to be careful about attributing reasons for this. It seems highly unlikely that would be the motivation for any consultant or any hospital. I we're talking about a public hospital here. I think that is unlikely, and I do think we need to be very careful
as I said in the Dáil, if that was the case, it would be a serious scandal. But irrespective of that, what we do know from the draft report at this point in time is that the consultant that looked at the audits that they have found, they looked at all the scans and all the paperwork, they have found that these children in a large number of cases, we're talking about hundreds of cases now, did not meet the threshold for this type of operation.
Is it possible, and I'm not in any way minimising this story, and I can understand parents must be just horrified when they get this call to say, actually, we need to talk about what happened to your child. It must be absolutely horrific. Is it possible that this is, a case of one consultant disagreeing with another consultant about the best way of proceeding with a particular issue?
Well, look, I don't know any of the consultants here, and neither do I know the NHS consultant that would have done this review, but I would imagine that the HSE would be looking at an expert within their field and then that looked at all the literature. The consultants, we're not talking about just one consultant. There was a number of consultants that were looked at across the three sites. Mm-hmm. And what this NHS consultant has found, and this is quite interesting, is that in relation to one of the sites that was looked at, 99% of the surgeries were actually met the threshold. So Crumlin in 99% of the cases met the threshold.
Okay.
And that probably raises the issue there. Well, what was happening at Kappa, where only 21% of the cases actually met the threshold, and that's okay. That's a concern, yeah, in relation
absolutely.
to that.
Look, yeah. Questions definitely that needed to be raised and raised by you in the Dáil yesterday. Pierre Stardew, Sinn Féin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Just as a statement in from Children's Health Ireland, just basically outlining a lot of the stuff that Pierce was outlining there, that the audit is being conducted by UK pediatric orthopaedic consultant with specialist expertise in the area, stressing as well that this is only a draft report that has been reported on. The final audit is not yet complete, and they can't comment until that point. But not the last we have heard of this story.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.